Georgia Democrat representative switches parties. Democrats crucified me and abuse the black community. By Hannah Blow on July 11, 2023. A Georgia Democrat state representative announced that she is switching parties after her leftist colleagues crucified her when she chose to support school choice, adding that the Democrat Party has gotten away with using and abusing the black community. State Representative Maisha Maynor, who represents District 56 in the Peach State, announced on Tuesday that she is officially switching her party registration from Democrat to Republican following a tumultuous relationship with her colleagues. "Today I made the decision to leave the Democrat Party. I represent a blue district in the city of Atlanta, so this wasn't a political decision for me. It was a moral one," she said in a social media post. "I will never apologize for being a black woman with a mind of my own," she added. "When I decided to stand up on behalf of disadvantaged children in support of school choice, my Democrat colleagues didn't stand by me," Maynor told Fox News Digital, asserting that her Democrat colleagues crucified her for supporting school choice and standing against efforts to defund police. She said she has always stood as the type of politician who will work across the aisle to deliver results for my community and the people I was elected to represent. But her leftist colleagues did not support her. "They abandoned me," she said, explaining again that her decision to leave the Democrat Party is not a political decision but a moral one. "For far too long, the Democrat Party has gotten away with using and abusing the black community," Maynor said. "For decades, the Democrat Party has received the support of more than 90% of the black community. And what do we have to show for it? I represent a solidly blue district in the city of Atlanta. This isn't a political decision for me. It's a moral one," she continued. "This decision has been a long time coming," as Maynor posted a video in May, revealing she found herself in the crosshairs of my Democratic caucus in the Georgia House of Representatives. In the caption, Maynor explained that the Democrat Party establishment is looking to take me out. "I represent a solidly blue, highly diverse district. And I had never hesitated and will never hesitate to vote for the best interest of the communities I represent over party politics," she said. "That includes school choice, parent rights and opportunities for children to thrive, especially those that are marginalized and tend to fail in school," she said in the video, revealing that Democrats at the Capitol took a hard position and demanded every Democrat vote against children and for the teachers' union. "I voted yes for parents and yes for children, not failing schools," she said, declaring that she will not apologize to her colleagues for refusing to bow to their demands. "Well, my community loves the fact that someone is finally sticking up for them and holding the system accountable," she said, explaining that Democrats were upset with her for not doing what they demanded like a good little girl. "Every election year, I hear Black Lives Matter. But do they? I see every other minority being prioritized except black children living in poverty that can't read," she added, blasting Democrats for prioritizing new immigrants over the black community. "But do they? I see every other minority being prioritized except black children living in poverty that can't read. We'll send $1 million to the border for immigrant services. But black communities? Not even a shout out. I'm sorry, I don't agree with this. I'm not backing down. I'm actually just getting started," she added. Watch. Maynor told Fox News Digital that it is humbling to be embraced, for the first time in a long time, by individuals who don't find fault in a black woman having a mind of her own and be willing to buck the party line. She added that she would not be surprised if she received backlash from Democrats, adding, "The most dangerous thing to the Democrat Party is a black person with a mind of their own. So, it wouldn't surprise me," she said. Further, Maynor said she will continue to focus on her key issues, education and school choice, while also working to help grow the Republican Party, helping us not focus, not just on preaching to the choir, but growing the congregation.